Funpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
This is Sunpod. My name is Michael and I welcome you to episode 269 of our podcast. This is the last interview I have recorded at the Consulfood 2020 conference in Faro. Jean-Jacques Serra worked for some decades at the solar furnace in Odeo in the southwest of France. With his large parabolic mirror of 45 kilowatt power, he researched the behavior of materials at very high temperatures, which can only be reached by concentrating sunlight. Not far away from there, in Sorède, there is the home of the Friends of Father Himalaya Association. They have built a replica of a solar furnace that a Portuguese priest, whose nickname was Father Himalaya, had constructed at the beginning of the 20th century. Jean-Jacques Serra is a member of this association and tells us the story of Father Himalaya and the replica.
My name is Jean-Jacques Serra. I'm a former engineer in using solar energy because my work during 40 years was to characterize and to test high temperature materials and to determine the high temperature behavior of materials. And my main test apparatus was a large solar furnace, 45 kilowatt solar furnace. And so I consider I used the solar energy for a long time. And when I retired,
Can you mention where it was located or is located?
Ah, yes. Yes, this solar furnace was located in Odeo, in the eastern Pyrenees in France. Mm-hmm. In the same place, there is also a large solar furnace of CNRS, which is 1 megawatt thermal, about 50 meters high and 50 meters wide. And the solar furnace I used in my with my team was smaller. Only 10 meters high and 10 meters wide.
Only, yes. Okay. So, and then you retired?
Yes. And there is in 2013. Mm-hmm. And 1 or 2 years before, I met Antoine Sanchez, who was a president of Father Himalaya Friends Association. Mm-hmm. and he asked me to become member of his association. Mm-hmm. And to help the team to build a replica of Father Himalaya solar furnace. Mm-hmm. The first solar furnace Father Himalaya tested in Sorède, also in Eastern Pyrenees, but at a lower lower altitude. Odeo is 1,600 meters altitude. Mm-hmm. And Father Himalaya solar furnace was tested at 500 meters altitude. Mm-hmm.
Can you say a few more words about Padre Himalaya?
Padre Himalaya was a priest, a Portuguese priest, and he was very interested in solar energy.
When?
Because at beginning of 20th century. Mm-hmm. End of 19th century, beginning of 20th century. Mm-hmm. And his objective was to produce low-cost fertilizer by doing a chemical reaction between oxygen and nitrogen. Mm-hmm. For doing that, he requires two 1,000 degrees temperature, and a way for obtaining this kind of this type of temperatures was using a concentrated solar energy. So he went in France in 1999, and he began building a small solar furnace 5 meters wide, in the 5 meters diameter, and it obtained only 500 degrees with this apparatus. So he decided to build a larger device and to test this device in a sunniest region, because it was in Paris at the beginning, and if possible at a certain altitude, in order to have a more clear atmosphere.
Yeah.
So he chose Sored in the Eastern Pyrenees. He built his solar furnace 5 meters in diameter, and with this system he obtained a temperature of about 900 degrees. So it was insufficient to obtain the reaction between hydrogen and nitrogen. So he changed completely the shape of his concentrator.
Was it a parabolic mirror in the beginning?
No, it was what he named a metallic lens. In fact, it was a series of parabolic rings. The first prototype has 3 rings, and the large solar furnace in Sored has 14 rings. So after that, he changed the principle of his concentrator, and he chose an off-axis parabola. First, the parabola was tested in Lisbon, and he used at the moment an azimuthal mount. So we had two angles to direct the solar concentrators towards the sun. And after that, he improved the system, and he used the equatorial mount in order to put an automatic tracking system in his device. And with this new device, he obtained temperature around 3,000 degrees. So he saw nitrous vapors, which are the sign of the reaction between oxygen and nitrogen. So the problem is that he presented his solar furnace during the exhibition in St. Louis, in the USA. He obtained the grand prize, two golden medals and a silver medal. So he was the great winner of this exhibition. And he was invited to make a study trip around the USA, and that lasted a few months. And we returned in St. Louis. His solar furnace was destroyed. So that was the end of the period in which Father Himalaya studied solar energy.
How did he get his name?
Because he was very tall. So his colleagues named him Himalaya. And so what is interesting is to see that during only 4 years, between 1900 and 1904, he invented all a series of new technologies for concentrating solar energy. And he was the first to obtain the reaction between oxygen and nitrogen by solar way.
And what do the friends of Padre Himalaya do now?
The association was created in 2006, and they decided to build a replica of the red solar furnace.
One by one, yes. Same size.
Same size, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And it took about 10 years.
Oh yes.
To obtain a field to put the solar furnace, to obtain the fundings, to reconstruct the plans, and to obtain the construction of this replica.
Mm-hmm.
It was inaugurated in 2016,
mm-hmm.
and now it's operative.
Mm-hmm. And reaches the same temperatures, 3,000 degrees or so?
No. No. Higher temperatures.
Higher?
Yes. Because we have to specify that Father Himalaya came in Sored in June, and he dismantled his facility mm-hmm. in September.
Mm-hmm.
So during only 3 months, he built the system, he adjusted all the mirrors, he makes the experiments, and he discontinued the solar furnace. So the time devoted to the adjustment was very short.
Okay.
For us, we took about 1 year to adjust all the mirror.
Yeah.
So with our system, we are able to melt steel. So we have more than 1,500 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
The other difference is that mirrors, the Father Himalaya used bronze, copper alloy for the mirrors,
mm-hmm.
and we used stainless steel.
Yeah. Okay.
But the reflectivity is nearly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mainly a problem of adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. This was the Friends of Father Himalaya Association, but you did a little bit more than this.
Yes, now we are organizing every summer an international solar cooking day.
Mm-hmm.
With friends coming from Portugal, Spain, Germany, Switzerland,
yeah.
UK.
Yeah.
So it's very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And also we are organizing solar cookers workshops.
Mm-hmm.
And people can build panel cookers mm-hmm. with us,
yeah.
and to learn how to build these cookers.
Yeah. And do you also cook with the solar cooker privately for yourself?
Yes, at home I have a panel cooker,
mm-hmm.
a funnel cooker,
yeah.
and also a parabola.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So one for grill, uh-huh. and other for slow cooking.
Uh-huh. You still live in this area near Sored?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At 30 kilometers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you use it regularly, the solar cooker?
Mainly in the summer.
Yeah, of course. Uh-huh. Okay.
It's possible to use solar cookers in our area earlier. For example, it's possible to make water boiling in March.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's too cold.
Yes, of course. Uh-huh. Now we meet at the Consul Food Conference in Faro, and you have been here for the first two conferences and you came back. What was so good that you wanted to come back this year?
to see my friends.
Yeah, okay.
And also to diffuse the information about our association.
Yeah.
To diffuse information about our solar cooking day.
Yeah.
And to learn the new technologies, the new ways to compute the performance of solar cookers. So, so that is interesting for me.
Mm. How is the atmosphere here?
Oh, very sympathetic.
Yeah.
Everybody is constructive. Everybody wants to help his colleague. So I appreciate very much this ambient.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Sunpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Positive Impulse für eine lebenswerte Welt, wie wir sie uns wünschen. Um neue Ideen bekannt zu machen, brauchen wir eure Hilfe durch Rückmeldungen und Unterstützung aus der Hörerschaft. Kommentare sind willkommen, entweder über den Blog www.sunpod.de oder per E-Mail. Die Kontaktdaten findet ihr im Bereich Die Autoren. Finanziell könnt ihr unser Ideenradio via Flatter, PayPal oder Überweisung fördern. Details hierzu findet ihr auf der Homepage www.sunpod.de im Bereich über Sunpod. Vielen Dank für eure Mithilfe.